Hachette Audio presents Cradle and All, written by James Patterson, read by Rebecca Soler and Eduardo Ballerini. Prologue. The Women's Medical Center. 1. Sundown had bloodied the horizon over the uneven rooftops of South Boston. Birds were perched on every roof, and they seemed to be watching the girl walking slowly below. Kathleen Bevier made her way down a shadowy side street that was as alien to her as the surface of the moon. She hunched her shoulders and pulled up the collar on her vintage peacoat. Her black fry boots had rubbed raw circles into her heels, but she welcomed the pain. It was a distraction from the unthinkable thing she had come to do. "This is so unreal, so impossible," she thought. "So completely insane." The 17-year-old girl paused to catch her breath at the intersection of Dorchester and Broadway. South Boston wasn't really rough anymore, not the way it used to be, but she still didn't look as if she belonged here. She was too preppy, despite the tough boots, just a bit too pretty and golden and polished. That was her plan, though. She'd never bump into anyone she knew in Southie. With badly shaking hands, Kathleen pushed the tortoiseshell sunglasses she didn't need anymore back into her blonde hair. She'd washed it earlier with Bumble and Bumble shampoo and rinsed it with conditioner. But why, really? How ridiculous to have worried about how her damn hair would look. She squeezed her eyes shut and uttered a long, hopeless moan of confusion and despair. When Kathleen finally forced open her eyes, she blinked into the slashing red rays of the setting sun. And she checked the time on her iPhone.